You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche, and we're syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Hello, Dave, and hello, listeners, to this edition of the program. As always, if you want information about the show, the music we play, and the bands we love, you can always head over to the website, which is revrock.blogspot.com. On today's episode, we're going to have a lot of brand new music that we're playing, new releases from Heavenly Sweetheart. We're going to be playing a brand new single that released from a Detroit artist, Via Marta. And we're also going to be having a brand new tracks as well from releases from Crack Cloud, a new song from Sunset Rubdown, their first in about 15 years, a new single from Japan Droids, and much more on this edition of the show. And as well, we're also celebrating 50 years of Rock Bottom, the album that was released all the way back in 1974 by Robert Wyatt. And it was composed mainly before an accident that led to his paralysis, where he's been confined to a wheelchair since. But a lot of the recording took place thereafter and is a testament to his musical vision. And we're going to be talking about that and also highlighting some contributions he's made to other albums throughout his discography. There's a lot we're going to be getting to. But with that said, David, if people want to request a song, what should they do?
First of all, they need to think very hard about what they want.
Okay.
Once they have something in mind, then they need to call.
Oh, great idea.
I can do that. 519-971-3630 in Windsor.
Oh, and good news. They can also phone if they're not in Windsor. You can phone if you're in Detroit or around the world at 1-855-344-2526.
Yeah, and you can phone by any phone device that you may wish.
Well, not one of those plastic phones that, you know, you had as a kid that had candy in it. I don't think those would work.
Those don't work?
Anyway, with that, let's get into some music that was just released this year from Ducks Limited, something from their latest release, Harm's Way.
Yeah, we're going to start off with the song On Our Way to the Rave here on Revolution Rock.
We'll be right back.
And we are back to you. This is Adam and Dave with Revolution Rock, opening up the show there with a set of some newer music, some tracks released this year, some just within the last few. But that last track, that fiery one by Dion Lunadin, was called Get Back to You. And that may have been one of the songs, I can't confirm, that he played from his new mini LP.
Yeah.
Now, that was actually sold, I think, exclusively during his tour. Am I mistaken?
Yes, it just became available yet on Friday.
Well then, hot darn it, I guess I was mistaken. Well, if you want to have a chance to get that, it's called Memory Burned. And how do people manage to acquire
that? You can get
that?
It from his Bandcamp page. And yeah, really cool. It's like a mini LP. Prior to that, we heard some more music. What did we hear before that?
We heard a new track from the Mystery Lights from Purgatory, actually. It's a single, and this was going to be, I guess, like a forerunner of some other material coming out, because this is a single highlighting an album of the same name that's going to drop on September 13th, and that's going to be through Daptone/Wick Records.
And if you like 60s-style horror, you should check out the music video. Really cool stuff. Before that, we heard something from Toronto's Motorists. We heard a song from their latest release, and the song that we heard was actually called Barking at the Gates.
Woof, woof. We heard that song. It is from Touched by the Stuff. And actually, I'm realizing, it looks like everything has been from this year, aside from the track we heard before that by Kiwi Jr.
Yeah, we heard Unspeakable Things from last year's Chopper, and then we started off with something from Ducks Limited, their latest album, which is called Harm's Way.
Yeah, we heard the track On Our Way to the Rave. And if you're on your way to anywhere, you can still request a song if you want to. Feel free to reach out to us here at Revolution Rock if you're in the Windsor area at 519-971-3630. And if you're listening to us live in Detroit or anywhere else, you can still give us a call at 1-855-344-2526. Coming up next, we're going to be hearing some brand new music from Japandroids. There's been a recent announcement that they will be having a final album. It's going to drop on October 18th. There's no real reason given for why the band has decided to split, but it seems like they just want to pursue other creative outlets. And, you know, I can certainly respect them for that. They've put in a number of years as a band and have released some really good music. And I'm really digging this new song that they've released. It's a precursor for that album titled Fate and Alcohol that is going to drop in October. This is a preview of what we're going to expect on it, a track called Chicago.
But we see it in Chicago.